Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Weird Medicine contains mature contents that may be offended to some listeners.
Let me write that.
What did I do wrong then? It, you know, your old house is like an oven.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent to Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pals, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who keeps the admitted alternative medicine assholes at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
We also have she who will do most anything for a glass of expensive wine. It's Lady Diagnosis.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And we have the technical guru of the masses. It is Sensei AJ, everyone.
Hello, guys.
This is a show for people who never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you got a question, you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347.
Poohhead.
Visit us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at Lady Diagnosis or at Dr. Scott WM, and visit our website at weirdmedicine.com or preferably drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine and get yourself a Bristol stool scale mug. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything here with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, or whatever. So somebody wrote to me and said, can you add clinical laboratory scientist? We never get any love. And it's like, sure, what do I care?
Phlebotomist.
Just takes up another second on the intro that people
put that down.
Mostly are not skipping over, which was interesting. It was interesting to find our informal poll showed overwhelmingly that people want us to just keep the original Sherwin Sleeves intro. So. And speaking of music, Sensei AJ and I were just talking about the Dave Cecil show that we did. So, you know, the interesting thing is, and his poster's up there, by the way, if you haven't seen that, I kept it. It was so memorable having him on here. And if you guys haven't listened to that show, even if it's dropped off, I think this week it dropped off the free stuff. So if you want to listen to it and all the other archives of our show, just go to premium.drsteve.com for $1.99 a month. You can listen to all the old archives as many times as you want. Plus, you get premium content. And you can use the offer code FLUID and get a huge discount on that because we're just basically giving it away for the first couple of months because I screwed up and canceled everybody's accounts by accident. So I apologize that. Apologize for the inconvenience. If you guys will get those numbers back up, we'll put some special premium content on there.
Special.
But you missed seeing Dave here and in the at the beer run.
Mm-hmm. I did, yes.
He's so talented.
He's incredibly talented.
Great voice.
That's the only podcast that we've done that I've listened to multiple times.
Me too.
I listen to them all, but it's to listen to that one multiple times. It's just
if you want to listen to him, you can go to youtube.com/LobstaJohnson, LOBSTA Johnson. And we have some video from that show.
Okay.
And you don't have to watch the whole thing with me rambling and asking him, you know, fanboy questions. You can just go to my first comment, and it's got all the songs indexed. And so you can just click on the links and go straight to the songs.
He's in my Google playlist, so.
Yeah, good, good.
He's great. I like him.
Well, and the other thing that happened was I don't know if I should – well, anyway, he got a gig out of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice. Like a permanent residency type
gig.
That's out of
cool.
that show. That's so cool. That was really cool.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, man. He was great, just a super nice guy, too.
Yeah.
Very insightful. And
yeah, just a nice guy, great, too. We hung out with him. We took him out to eat, and, you know, he and Dr. Scott were talking Zen stuff. And,
yes.
You know, it's like, can we just have fish?
Yes.
Straggling.
Is it really?
And
is
drink
it really,
a beer? Do we have to talk about the meaning of the universe?
Is it really fish, though?
That was good. Yeah, right. It's all an illusion. It's a world of illusion.
Fish, it's not fish.
Hey, check out tweakedaudio.com. Don't forget, for the best earbuds for the price on the market, offer code FLUID for 33% off. It's tweakedaudio.com. Check out Dr. Scott's website. It's simplyherbals.net. For his, and I'm going to take a shot of this right now because I can feel my nose kind of needs a little bit. So this is
a little nasally.
Dr. Scott's Simply Herbal Sinus Rinse. What's it got in it, Scott, while I'm doing this?
Peppermint oil, honey, salt, baking soda.
That's not too obnoxious.
Distilled water.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And good.
So the peppermint
and good mojo
gives you a little bit of a nice burn, not a bad burn for me anyway. And
I like the peppermint in it.
It smells
it
good.
When I added that. It made it better.
And also, it's at least we know peppermint oil is anti-inflammatory at the level of the gut. I wonder if it is in the nose as well. You got any data for that?
No, I have never done the research, but one would assume. Yeah. Works in the same way.
Yeah, well, you would think so.
That's why I put it in there.
I don't like to assume stuff like that, but it is interesting.
And I haven't made any claims.
Yeah, no, you have not.
No.
Let's just do that. Let's go to PubMed.com to see if PubMed.com and put in intranasal peppermint oil. Intranasal. Now, PubMed.com, for people who don't know, is a repository of a lot, not all. Oh, here we go. There are some things. Are not all, but a lot of the peer-reviewed and non-peer-reviewed articles in the medical literature. And you can get abstracts for a lot of them. And some of them you can get free full text. So here we go. How about this? Enhancement of nose-brain delivery of therapeutic agents for treating neurodegenerative diseases using peppermint oil. What the hell is that about? Let's look at this. This is a 2010. The nose-brain pathway is a potential route for drug delivery as it bypasses the brain barriers. That could be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
The main objective of this study was to investigate the efficacy of peppermint oil in enhancing the bioavailability of intranasally administered neurotrophins like nerve growth factor. Oh, okay. So they were using it as an introduction, as a way to introduce other medications into the brain.
Okay. A carrier.
Yeah, like a carrier. Let's see here. Sniff this to sneeze less. Okay, that doesn't have an abstract with it. And, yeah, I don't have anything else. So, oh, parallel alcohol, is that peppermint oil?
No, I don't know that.
Huh. Okay, parallel alcohol is a naturally occurring dietary monoterpene isolated from the essential oils of lavender, peppermint, and other plants. Medical interest in this compound was generated by research findings showing that this stuff was able to inhibit the growth of tumor cells in cell culture and exert cancer preventative and therapeutic activity in a variety of tumor animal models. Now, there's one internet doctor that would use this study or this article and go, peppermint prevents cancer. I see this person's tweets all the time, and that's the level of evidence that they use. Ugh. But anyway, but it does make that it's interesting. Intranasal POH delivery is an alternative to circumvent toxic limitations of oral administration. Huh. Well, anyway.
I've got one here.
Okay.
It's Science Direct is talking about testing of the peppermint oils in a nutrient auger with gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, and it did inhibit their growth. So
yeah,
one would assume.
Now that is in, okay, so you got to be careful when you're going from in vitro, which is in the test tube, to in vivo, which means in life.
Agreed, but, agreed. That's just the first one I saw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just looking for something. There's a whole bunch of, you know, those kind of websites about using essential oils for sinus congestion, but I would really like to find something more scientific than that. But anyway, okay, well, so it's the jury is out on any therapeutic benefits. It certainly does smell nice.
It does. It opens up your...
And it seems to help.
Nasal passages.
Yeah, for real. All right. If you're interested in trying Noom, the weight loss app by which I am on my way to hitting my ideal body weight for the first time since I graduated from college, go to noom.drsteve.com. Noom. noom.drsteve.com, and also check out premium.drsteve.com for did I talk about that already? I did, didn't I?
Yes.
On this show I talked about it already?
Pretty sure. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, premium.drsteve.com for all the archives for all of our shows plus premium content. It's $1.99 a month. But if you use the offer code FLUID, you get it basically for free. I think I did say that already.
Talking about Dave Cecil.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Also, go to join.bethematch.org/Brandon Strong. And if I said that too fast, that's what the rewind button is for. That is the Brandon Strong campaign for bone marrow donors. If you're 18 to 44 years old, you just swab your mouth, and it's free to join. If you're older than that, they got to do a bunch of other screening, and so it's $100. But you can sign up to be a bone marrow donor. I'm going to do this as soon as we stop recording today. And Brandon Strong was a kid who wanted to go to medical school, and he lost his fight with cancer, and his dad set this thing up, you know, as in a way so that he could still help people, even though he didn't achieve his dream of being a physician. So join.bethematch.org/Brandon Strong. All right. Okay. You guys got anything for us today, or you want to go straight to phone calls?
Do the phone calls.
All right, you got it.
Do it.
Number one thing, don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
All right, no kidding, that's for sure.
Hey, Dr. Steve, this is John in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and I'm calling because my wife has Behçet's disease,
okay,
and we're wondering if there's any, like, over-the-counter treatments to, like, help with her skin. If you could, let us know. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, we usually don't talk about the rare stuff so much on the show because we're trying to reach a general audience, but this is an interesting one and one where she may be able to get some help even on the over-the-counter realm. It just depends on the severity. So Behçet's syndrome is a pretty rare disorder. It causes inflammation of the blood vessels around the body, and this can lead to a bunch of different symptoms, and they may even seem like they're unrelated. I've seen people diagnosed with herpes who actually had Behçet syndrome, and you'll get this rash on your genitals. It could be blistering, and they'll go, oh, it's herpes. You swab it, it comes back nothing. And then you start noticing, oh, well, wait a minute, I've got it in my mouth too. Well, you think, well, they just had herpes in their mouth. Unlikely to have two breakouts at the same time. And mouth ulcers plus genital ulcers that are not herpetic can lead you down the road to think that this is Behçet syndrome. It may even clear up on its own. It's very difficult to diagnose because there's not just a blood test you can do for it. So people who get painful mouth sores, they look similar to canker sores. And they start as raised round lesions in the mouth, and then they turn into painful ulcers. The skin, they can get acne-like scores, or like I said, nodules on the skin, or even blistering, particularly on the genitalia. They can get inflammation of the eye. They can get joint swelling and pain, and then of course, inflammation in the blood vessels can cause. Redness and swelling in those places where there are blood vessels, which is everywhere. And it can also cause abdominal pain because you get swelling and inflammation of the blood vessels going to the intestines. You'll have inflammation of the intestines, so you have bloating, swelling, pain, abdominal pain, and that kind of stuff. So they really don't know what causes it. They feel it's most likely an autoimmune disorder. That makes the most sense. It usually affects young men and women, which is why when you get it on your genitals, you automatically jump into its herpes.
Sure.
And weirdly, if you live in the Middle East or the Far East, you're more likely to get it than you are if you're living in the West. So how can we treat this? First off, most of the time, particularly if it starts as genital lesions, it'll be diagnosed by an OBGYN or, a primary care provider if they are thinking about it. And these folks a lot of times end up going to a rheumatologist to get it treated. Okay, but you can do some stuff if you've got mild disease at home. Topical corticosteroids, you can buy hydrocortisone 1% over the counter. And if you have the choice between gel and cream, get gel because it stays there longer and it actually multiplies the effect. So it's like taking a stronger steroid if you use the gel as opposed to the cream. They have corticosteroid mouth rinses. That you can't buy over the counter. You can get corticosteroid or anti-inflammatory eye drops as well. And then sometimes patients can take this medication called colchicine. And Dr. Scott has taken that before for gout.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, it works for this as well. It's by prescription only. Mm-hmm. And you would get that, again, from your primary care if they're smart enough to have made the diagnosis or a rheumatologist. Okay. The ultimate thing are these biologics where you just
suppress that response.
Yeah, Imuran or Cytoxan. Or cyclosporine, which is an anti-transplant rejection drug.
Okay.
It's almost like you're rejecting your own skin, and they've also used interferon. So there are things that you can do for this. So just I would see a rheumatologist for this if you've got the diagnosis and let them just start you at the beginning. And it's kind of like a ladder. You take the first step. If it fixes it, fine. If it doesn't, you go to the next step on the ladder.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Okay. All right.
Yo, Dr. Steve. I had a question about my mother.
Okay.
She's had a heart attack a couple of years ago, and she's been on all sorts of medication ever since then. She's died once when her lungs filled with fluid.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said that she had congenital heart failure, I think is what it was.
I'd say it was congestive heart failure. Congenital heart failure would be heart failure that was present from birth. Mm-hmm. So congestive heart failure is pump failure. It's where the heart can't pump enough blood to meet the needs of the heart. The needs of the body. And it's still getting fluid coming in from the periphery, and it can't pump it out fast enough. So you get a net backflow, like a pump that's overprimed. Mm-hmm. You get a net backflow. Well, where's the heart going to backflow into the lungs? And so they get fluid in their lungs. They have trouble breathing. And, you know, you can get a swelling of the legs because, you know, if it keeps backflowing through the right side, you'll get of the heart, you'll get swelling in the legs and the rest of the body. So, all right.
So recently she's been feeling real shitty, real sluggish, real lethargic. She's gaining and losing weight at weird intervals. Like, she's on water pills and everything as well, and potassium and stuff. But she was feeling like shit, couldn't eat anything, couldn't keep stuff down, was lightheaded when she stood up. So we went out there. She lives at the ranch, which is not easy to get to. But it takes us like 2 hours to drive out there to see her. So we went out and took her to the hospital, got her seen by the doctor. They first said it was probably her gallbladder.
Gallbladder.
So they wanted to schedule surgery. And then I guess they did some follow-ups, or maybe somebody second-guessed something. But now they're saying it could be diverticulitis, or maybe something wrong with her stomach or her bowel.
Okay, they're more concentrating on the GI symptoms, it sounds like. She's, you know, having, you know, he kind of glossed over that, but nausea and vomiting. Mm-hmm. And when she stands up, she's lightheaded. Mm-hmm. So that's a sign of relative hypovolemia. In other words, she's doesn't have enough blood volume to pump to her brain when she stands up. Mm-hmm. And
not enough tone to hold it there, too.
Or not enough tone. It could be just that. Yeah. She could not be dehydrated. It could be that she's on some medication for congestive heart failure that is causing her blood pressure to drop. Mm-hmm. And I would presume that they would have checked that. Well, the way we check it is by doing orthostatic blood pressure checks, where you have someone lie down, you check their blood pressure, and then you have them stand up. And if you see a drop of a certain number and their heart rate increase, then that confirms the diagnosis of orthostasis. And then there are some other things you can look at, like what's their kidney function, some other things to lead you down to whether it's just general vasodilation of, you know, caused by her congestive heart failure medication, or is it true dehydration? So gallbladder disease would normally manifest as pain in the right upper quadrant of the abdomen under the rib cage.
And it's not
when you eat fatty foods.
And it's not positional.
No.
Not when you fucking stand up. It hurts all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not positional.
Well, and it particularly hurts when it's a sharp pain after you eat fatty foods.
Because it's trying to squish out that.
Now, diverticulosis will hurt all the time if you have inflammation of one of those diverticulae, which is a pocket coming out of your intestine. We haven't talked about it in a while. When I was a kid, we used to have tires that had inner tubes in them. And when the outer, you know, the outer hard layer would split, the elastic inner layer would bloop out. And that's basically what a diverticulum is you've got sort of a fibrous outer sheath to the intestine and then an elastic inner sheath. And when that outer sheath splits, the inner sheath will bloop out and you get a little pocket there. It's usually caused by our crappy American diet and just straining to turd and all that stuff. So, and if you get one of those inflamed, it will hurt, but it'll hurt all the time.
Right.
For her to have low blood pressure from that, she would have to be severely ill from a diverticular disease, and I would expect abdominal pain to be a big part of it.
Profound, unrelenting abdominal pain.
So now people with heart disease who have nausea and vomiting, sometimes that's caused by angina. Mm-hmm. You know, it's caused by heart pain where the heart's not getting enough. But we can test for that.
Right.
So they need to test for all this stuff. This is weird. I wish she were here so that we could test her ourselves and then we could give them a better answer. Yeah. Let's see what else they said.
But yeah, she's been having shitty stomach pain, nausea, and vomiting and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, he said that he saved that to the end. Okay.
She eats, but generally if she tries to do anything physical, like even walk around the house. So,
okay, so she's having pain with movement. Okay, there could be a couple of things going on here. One is she could have, if she's got congestive heart failure, she could be not getting enough blood flow to her intestines. And that's called, intestinal ischemia or bowel ischemia. And that can cause severe pain in the abdomen. And it can cause nausea and vomiting because the bowel just basically stops. It gets paralyzed. It doesn't like it when things like that happen, so it just stops contracting. Mm-hmm. And so that may be more down the line of what they're looking at. So,
and if she's in enough pain, that's going to give her nausea and vomiting.
Sure.
You know, if she's volume depleted, you know, it's going to be hard for her to walk, and she's going to have a lot of pain. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
But if she's having abdominal angina, it could be, you know, when she's walking, she's robbing. She, you know, just that right on the borderline of getting enough blood flow to the intestines. And then when she starts doing something, she's robbing the blood flow from that area, and it's causing her intestines to hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that would be my guess.
I'd start with the ticker. And work my way
down. Yeah.
Start with the heart.
Yeah. Let me see. There are some...
anything else? You say anything else?
No, that's basically it.
Not looking great, but she's a stubborn old vulture.
God.
Want to know what your thoughts are. Thanks for the tag.
I'd like to see her. I'd like to see her medications, too, you know?
Yeah.
Just see what they've got her on.
Well, and, you know, if you've got a little blockage superior mesenteric artery, and then you drop somebody's blood pressure with these medications that we use, that can also decrease the amount of blood flow to that part of the body. Let's see. Signs and symptoms of intestinal ischemia is from Mayo. Can develop suddenly or gradually. Sudden abdominal pain that might be mild, moderate, or severe. urgent need to have a bowel movement, frequent forceful bowel movements, abdominal tenderness or distension, blood in the stool, and mental confusion in older adults. That's in cute. Now, chronic intestinal ischemia is a little different. Abdominal cramps or fullness, abdominal pain that gets progressively worse over weeks or months, fear of eating because of subsequent pain, unintended weight loss, diarrhea, nausea, and bloating. So, you know, it could be...
You could have an ischemic bowel. Yeah.
Intestinal ischemia occurs when the blood flow through the major arteries that supply blood to your intestines slows or stops. Condition has many potential causes, including a blockage in an artery caused by a blood clot or narrowing of an artery due to buildup of deposits such as cholesterol. So anyway, all right. Okay, here we go. A number of conditions can make you more vulnerable to colonic ischemia. Low blood pressure associated with heart failure, major surgery, trauma, or shock. Mm-hmm. So, and particularly if they're dropping your blood pressure again, as we said, with medication. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's going to be my guess. So she needs to get that worked up, and I hope that they do that quickly. Also, by the way, it's cool to call here and talk about it. Make sure if you've got a medical emergency that you're calling somebody other than a medical show. We've got some calls that are 3 years old in the queue still. So, you know. All right. Let's see.
Hey, Dr. Steve. I'm going to send you a tweet on Twitter, but I had an interesting thing. As you probably, I don't know if you know or not, but my Ebola outbreak map is a registered trademark. And
what is it? Was he saying?
No, I couldn't get it.
No idea.
Okay.
And I recently found out that Ebola outbreak map is a thing. As you probably, I don't know if you know or not, but my Ebola outbreak map is a registered trademark.
Ebola outbreak map.
I recently found out that CNN, Fox News, Daily Mail, and some multiple other people, like over a dozen so far that I found, having an Ebola map somewhere on their website. So they're infringing. So I've been.
Now, I wonder about that. I wish Jefferson the Shyster were here because they may have it, as long as they don't call it, you know, hey, check out our Ebola outbreak map at EbolaOutbreakMap2.com. I don't think they're infringing. I'm not sure that you can trademark just the map because maps have been around since, you know, before Magellan's age. So, but that is interesting.
Talking to CNN, I tried to contact Fox News. They wouldn't respond to me. So it looks like if they cooperate, I won't have to sue them. But
I do hope he sues them, though, just so we can get the scoop on that story.
If they don't cooperate,
wonder how that'll turn out.
I might have to start filing lawsuits against CNN, Fox News, and some other people.
Yeah, I just say as long as they don't go like what are some of those weather maps that they'll have? You know, Radar 7, Super Radar, and those things are trademarked, right? Some company sells that to them, to these TV stations. As long as they don't say, you know, check out our, you know, Fox News Ebola breakout map or whatever it is that he's trademarked, I think they're probably okay. Here's just a map. Right, they can't call it that and say it's and brand it somehow. They can't brand it, but they can certainly use a map that has dots on it that shows where Ebola is. So.
Jefferson would be good to have here for that.
I am not an attorney,
nor I.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've called y'all many a times, but I was hoping you could answer this on the podcast because my broke ass don't got no XM subscription, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I 42, been smoking for the last 5 years. Yes, I know I need to quit that. Maybe longer than five now.
Give yourself a BL.
Definitely overweight, 6'2", and I just busted 300 pounds. And yeah, that's big, but I'm a bigger dude. When I'm about 220, whatever, that's a pretty healthy weight for me. So I got a lot of weight to lose. I've noticed lately when I take my boots off at night that there's swelling. I don't know if they call that edema or something like that, where it's you can see where that line and the sock line and all that crap, and it stays that way for a good hour. And So that got me freaking out. I don't know. I looked up online, and it's not a whole lot about it.
Oh, don't do that. Because
my blood pressure
be
is
this.
Fine when I go to the store. You know, check it there. It's always fine with the doctor. But is this something just from being a fat ass, basically, or something I should really be concerned about? Or I'm going to the gym now again, trying to lose the weight.
Good.
Stop being an idiot, and I do need to quit smoking. But I don't know.
Get yourself a BL.
If you could give any more information on that and the possibility of the swelling.
Yeah. Okay. So he's overweight. He's on a path to do something about that. I could, you know, you could try the noom.drsteve.com if you want to. I'm not trying to, well, yes, I am trying to interject a commercial plug into this, but
yeah,
noom.drsteve.com is a good, if you have a trouble with the psychology of eating, then that's a great website. And you get 20% off, and it's the first 2 weeks are free, so you can try it out. I've found excellent results with that. But let's talk about what's really causing this. So he is markedly overweight. He's smoking, and now he's got edema in his lower extremities. Now, we didn't get any other history of fatigue or any of that stuff. But when I hear that story, I worry about emerging Pickwickian syndrome. And so what Pickwickian syndrome is basically severe sleep apnea that is untreated that results in right-sided heart failure. Now, why would that happen? Well, because to give you the long story short, and we've talked the long story on this show before, when the lungs have decreased oxygen in the alveoli, the blood vessels in the whole lung will clamp down. And there's a reason for that. It's because if you have a bad patch of alveoli, you know, those are the little popcorn-looking pockets that oxygen from the outside goes into and then transfers into the bloodstream. And if you got a bad pocket of those, you want to shunt blood around that so you're not sending blood to an area of the lung that doesn't work.
Yeah. Right.
But when the whole lung is like that, in the case of severe sleep apnea, the whole lung will clamp down. What that does is it increases the blood pressure of the right heart trying to send blood to the lung to be oxygenated. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Diane? Okay. So now the blood pressure is building up on that right side of the heart, and so when it builds up like that, what's going to happen? You're going to get back pressure, and you're going to get like that pump is overprimed on the right side of the heart now, and when it's overprimed on the right side of the heart, it's going to back up into the liver and into the lower extremities primarily. So you will see edema of – the only reason I'm putting out the scariest thing first is because I want him to get checked. You know, he needs to get a sleep study and just make sure that this isn't what's happening, because that is the most dangerous thing. So we always try to rule out the most dangerous thing first, then we could deal with the other stuff. The other thing is but did he say how old he is?
40,
yeah, 40-something.
Yeah, pretty young.
He could just have bad vessels in the legs, too. Mm-hmm. It could be nothing more than just gravity.
Gravity because he's overweight.
Yep. Yeah,
when he gets rid of that, he'll feel better.
Well, and just gravity from having bad veins, too.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And then the fluid will leak out around those veins, and you'll get what we call stasis, venous stasis, and then you can get discoloration of the skin from that. It's called stasis dermatitis, but it may be nothing more than that. But he needs to get checked. And before he embarks on this new lifestyle change, it'd be good to get a checkup anyway.
Right on.
And just let his primary care provider guide him in getting this weight off and getting back to a healthy lifestyle. Okay?
Good luck,
baby. Yes, and quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Right now. What's the worst that will happen to you if you quit smoking? You'll
be miserable
you'll
for
be uncomfortable.
2 days.
Who gives a shit?
Who cares?
What's the best thing that can happen if you quit smoking? You don't die so quick.
You can breathe.
And you can breathe. Yeah. Breed?
Breed.
Oh, yeah, breathe. Yeah, you can breathe.
It's the number one way to cure erectile dysfunction, right?
Well, that's true. And remember, if the emphysema and the heart disease and the cancer and the strokes don't scare you, the number one cause of
ED
reversible erectile dysfunction in men in your age group is tobacco. So, all right.
Right on.
Let's do one more.
Hey, Dr. Steve. Really isn't a problem, more of a question. So I was wondering if there's a way I could improve my ropes. I guess you could say I'm kind of a dribbler, and I'm wondering if there's any Kegel exercises or supplements or any tips or literature out there that shows any sort of improvement in that area. Love to hear your answer.
Sure, man.
Thanks.
Well, we researched this very early on in this show because this question gets asked a lot. And so Dr. P.A. John and I, a.k.a. B.M. John, did some research on this. And the only thing we could find in the medical literature was that sildenafil, or the active ingredient in Viagra, with chronic use, whatever that was, I didn't really define it very well, increases the volume of ejaculate by about 20 to 25%. So that's one thing. Staying well hydrated, not beating off too often because you're clearing out the pipes. What we want is the pipes to kind of build up a little bit. And yes, Kegel maneuvers, because muscular contraction is part of this. When I was a kid, I could sort of, ejaculate across the room, and then now it just kind of goes, mwah. So doing those Kegel maneuvers and having more muscular strength with those contractions will actually help increase the apparent volume because you'll be shooting it out farther. So, all right, that's all.
And who doesn't love it shooting at you?
I know. Well, I got some in one of my girlfriend's hair once, and that was kind of cool because the more excited you are, too.
She
really liked it. She was a freak.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She thought that was awesome that I could, shoot that far. So, but anyway, I don't know. She was a freak. But the more excited you are, because it was the first time.
I guess it's flattering because she thought you were excited.
Yeah, that's right. The first time, it was the first time we were ever together, and the more excited you are, I think the more vigorous that contraction is. So.
Oh.
And, the whole thing is just to try, what you're trying to do is bathe their cervix with your semen, right?
Oh,
that's
yes.
Because we forget the whole reason sex was invented was actually to make children, not for us to just, bust a nut, so. All right. People forget these things. They need me to remind them. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Till next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps. Quit smoking. This thing ends 7 minutes or 7 seconds too early. I'm just going to start it back again. Stupid thing. Let's talk again for a minute. Did we forget anything today, by the way?
I don't think so.
Simply Herbal Sinus Spray.
Yeah, simplyherbals.net.
That's the most important thing. Like Simply Herbals.
It is very important. Simplyherbals.net.
Did you get the big bottles of
stuff.drsteve.com?
Now?
Yeah, I have big bottles now.
Oh, you do?
Mm. Not just individual packets, but that and the Stress Less.
Yeah.
All right. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, I've got it down, Louise Johnson, Louis Johnson, Paul Ofcharsky, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, and then there's Louis Johnson again, and Paul Ofcharsky again, Safonda Cox, Ron Bennington, and Fez Watley, whose early support of this show has never gone unappreciated. I've done all that. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. That was very professional.
So Safonda Cox is a real person?
No.
Okay, good.
See,
that was funny.
Riley Martin was a guy on the Howard Stern show, and he had his own show, right?
Okay.
And people would call and goof on him, and they would get him, and he would always do shout outs at the end of the show, and they would just send in these effed up names.
Yeah.
And Safonda Cox was one of them. Eton Twats was one. and he would always go, and the inimitable Eton Twats. Thank you, Eton. And he was just such a great guy, just a real character. Uh-huh. And so when I'm reading off these names, I'm start thinking about Riley Martin's shout-outs. So I need to get a bunch more of the names that he did.
Because
he's quite humorous. If you want some fun, just Google or go to YouTube and check out Riley Martin shout-outs. And then they do some shout-out pranks. They have one where they cut up every time somebody named Mike called in. And they called a guy named Mike. And he's like, "Hello, Mike. Mike, how are you? Mike." And it's just, and this guy just gets so infuriated because it's just, he just keeps greeting him as Mike. But anyway, it's funnier than I make it sound. All right, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thankfully.
Not bad.
Ciao. All
right. I mean, you're a funny guy, Steve.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.